We take a look back at a busy night in Blue Jay Athletics with baseball, softball, boys golf, and girls soccer all in action. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The top two teams in the West region squared off in both baseball and softball last night in Jamestown. We start with baseball. The Blue Jays victorious in Game 1 over Legacy 7-2 and then dropping Game 2 3-1 in 8 innings. Jamestown and Legacy are both 8-2 overall. And in the West region this season, they remain tied for first place in the conference. Jamestown will head to Watford City this Friday for a doubleheader against the Wolves. The Jamestown High School softball team handed Minot its first loss of the season on Tuesday night at Trapper Field. Jamestown dropped Game 1 to the Mad Jets 12-7, but the Jays bounced back with a Game 2 victory 14-11. Jamestown scored 12 runs in the first two innings of play to hand Minot their first loss of the season. The Blue Jays now 7-7 in softball, 4-2 in the WDA. They host Mandan today at 12 p.m. from Trapper Field. We'll have full coverage on Jamestown 107.1. The Jamestown High School girls soccer team picked up a conference win over Century at home last night by a final score of 3-0. The Jays are back at home on Friday at 7:30 when they take on Williston. And the Blue Jay boys golf team finished in fourth place at the Minot Invite on Tuesday. Jamestown shooting a team total score of 334. Minot High won the Minot Invite, shooting 308 as a team. The Blue Jay boys golf team will be back in action next Tuesday at Heart River Golf Course in Dickinson. For more on your local sports anytime, head to newsdakota.com.